USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has lifted a freeze imposed by lower courts on the Trump administration's shift of nearly $2.5 million in Pentagon funding to begin construction on border barriers in Arizona, California, and New Mexico. Guatemala has signed an agreement to be a safe third country, requiring migrants from there, El Salvador, and Honduras to apply for U.S. asylum there rather than at the U.S. border with Mexico. President Trump says the agreement sends a clear message to smugglers and human traffickers.
Your day is over, and we're investing in the future of Guatemala.
It requires migrants who cross into Guatemala on their way to the U.S. to apply for protections in Guatemala instead of the U.S. border.
We'll protect the rights of those with legitimate claims, and we'll end the widespread abuse of the system.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
8 people were killed and dozens were injured when a series of earthquakes struck islands in the far northern Philippines, toppling historic buildings and sending terrified locals fleeing from their homes. The tremors hit a group of sparsely populated islands just north of the nation's largest island, Luzon. Authorities said some of the people that died included 2 babies under a year old. They were crushed by the walls of their own homes. The town of Ipayat was hit the worst, with around 100 people injured, including 7 serious cases. The town's hospital was damaged, as well as the high school and a 19th century church. The Department of Justice is removing any roadblocks for the T-Mobile-Sprint merger. The two companies can combine now. The Justice Department signed off on the deal after Sprint agreed to sell off some of the assets, including the prepaid cell phone companies Boost and Virgin Mobile. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A poll of 2,000 Americans that examined their eating and snacking habits discovered that 88% are so-called zombie eaters, admitting to looking at their screens while they eat, John Clements reports.
From their TVs to their phones or laptops, they're multitasking. The study also revealed they looked at their phones more than 2 separate times during a single meal. 83% of those surveyed revealed they had their food go cold while deciding what to watch. Judy Gammon is a healthy eating expert with Executive Medicine of Texas.
It's something we're all witnessing. Go to any restaurant, you notice that when people are sitting around the table, even families and even couples that look like they're on a date, they can't help but pull out their phone.
Another 80% of the zombie eaters surveyed said they found themselves so busy they were preoccupied with their screens that they forgot to eat. I'm John Clemens.
The Speaker of the House and OAC have met to clear the air. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
A meeting of the minds behind closed doors Friday between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York. Ocasio-Cortez shared her thoughts on the meeting with reporters as she walked to the elevator.
It was a positive meeting and productive.
And Pelosi had this to say.
I had some level of confidence and actually joy in seeing diversity in our caucus.
The two have disagreed over whether to start the impeachment process against the president.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.